Palm trees were ubiquitous in the ancient Middle East and Southern Europe. They were everywhere. Palm trees were everywhere. Palm branches were widely symbolic in the ancient world across many cultures. They symbolized victory. They symbolized victory wherever they appeared. They symbolized victory, particularly in the Greek and Roman worlds. An ancient Olympian, an Olympic winner, would be decorated with a crown of olive branch and a staff of palm placed into their right hand. Palm trees were engraved on coins, onto rings, onto the facades of buildings, and painted onto murals. Leaders of ancient Rome and throughout its reaching empire were absolutely enamored with victory. They were enamored with victory. It isn't too strong to say that Rome worshipped it. Rome worshipped victory. Multiple temples to the goddess of victory, her name Victoria, dotted the empire. She, in her flowing robes and large wings, always with palms somewhere woven in, was paid homage to by triumphant generals who were returning from war. Such leaders, victorious in battle, would be awarded the honor of a triumph. A triumph, not a car, not a motorcycle, but a ritual procession or parade celebrating the glory of that returning general through cheering crowds on the streets of Rome. The conquering hero rode in a gilded chariot led by white horses, wearing a tunic covered with palm leaves. Those were the days. Jesus and his companions, today's story and this feast suggest, staged a triumph. Jesus and his companions staged a triumph, but a triumph of a very, very different sort upon entering Jerusalem this day. There was no white horse. There was no white horse, but rather an ass. Two, in fact, to drive the point home. Jesus was not a returning general from battle, but a prophet. But a prophet heading into the fray of power. His friends and his followers, they hailed him as their king. But he was not the emperor. Palm Sunday is a celebration of irony. Palm Sunday is a celebration of irony. Jesus's kingdom is nothing like the empire. And his victory, and the victory that unfolded and will unfold for us over this week, is nothing of the kind of victory that Rome cherished. You cannot serve the emperor and God. You cannot serve the empire and the kingdom of God. Well, that would be like trying to ride two donkeys at the same time, wouldn't it? In fact, that might even have been part of the parody as branches were laid before Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. Next Sunday, we will sing songs of victory. It will be in our hymnody as it is today. And it will be important for us to understand and to remember that while the church at times has conflated the victory of the empire over the victory of Christ and the victory of Christ over the victory of the empire, they could not be more distinct. And while some Christians claim victory through violence, that just clearly isn't the way of Jesus. And that is just not clearly what this celebration is about today. We heard from the prophet Zechariah proclaiming an oracle of the coming king who would, quote, be righteous and victorious, lowly, and riding on a donkey. A colt, the foal of a donkey, who will cut off the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem. He will break the battle bow and he will proclaim peace to the nations. This isn't a vision of peace through strength, which merely elongates violence, but peace through disarmament, peace through withholding violence, peace through resisting the powers, peace by actually taking the first step of peace. Who would have thought? The triumph we enact today is a triumph of hope. It is a triumph of heart. It is a triumph of resistance. It is a triumph of resolve. A resolve of nonviolence, which marks the only path to righteous victory. It is tempting. It is mighty tempting. It's awfully tempting to flex muscle, to take a stand through violence, to bully bullies. But is it not really, truly, honestly, the coward's way? Is it not really the coward's path? A way to suppress that leaves no resolve. Jesus rides on in majesty to break the cycle of violence that has ever inflicted and infected our world. And he invites followers who would take up palms of a truer victory. We begin this liturgy with each and every one of us receiving the victor's staff, that which would have been saved for the one, the winner, emerged from the race, or the celebrated general. You may want to take it home. You may want to hang it in your home as an outward and visible sign, a reminder to you every day, every time you pass it, many times a day through these days, to check the violence that infects our lives at every moment, at every decision, at every level, and to remember the branches, long forgotten symbol of goodness, righteousness, a branch of peace that has been awarded to you and has made you winners of the race. Goodness, righteousness, peace, a different kind of victory.